Do we have everybody that we needed for this discussion, Mary?
I think so. The only other two guys that have been involved have been Casey and Shad.
Okay.
But
I don't think they were planning on coming, so.
Yeah.
All right,
these
Rich.
Guys are the real hands-on guys.
Give us the spiel.
Okay. For the record and the tape recorder, my name is Rich Greenwood. I'm the owner of Greenwood Mapping. I'm the Sublette County GIS consultant. And I talked to you 2 months ago now about aerophotography. So I thought I'd do kind of a quick review of what we talked about then and kind of where we're at now or what I've learned since then. Basically, we've got two aerial photography programs that we're using pretty extensively, probably quite extensively would be a better way of saying that, in the GIS. One is the Department of Agriculture's program. They started at 94. They have a kind of an irregular update schedule, anywhere from 2 to 6 years. It hasn't cost us anything previously. It's federally funded, so we get it. That, I've heard rumor, may come to an end. The photography is kind of a medium resolution. Medium in that we can pick out buildings and roads and that kind of thing, but not at the level of detail we want or need. So the other program is Sublette County's. We've done it twice at a much higher resolution. In other words, you can get far more detail. The first one we did in 2009. The second one we did in, it spanned 2 years, 2013-14. Because of weather, late start, forest fires, it wasn't ideal. And that's why we're talking about it in March rather than in June or July. It's really widely used, really heavily used, both in the courthouse and with the public. It's an important program, the aerial photography in general. It's a historic record. One of the sound bites that I use, I'm sure you've heard me say it before, is that if you need to know what something looks like in 2018, and it's 2020 or 2025 or whatever, if you haven't done that photography, you can't go back in time and get it. So it's a really valuable program. I don't think I have to be a salesman and sell you on it. It's something that we should continue. We contemplated asking you to fund it last year. But then the Department of Agriculture announced that they would be doing whole state in 2017, so it seemed more appropriate to hold off a year. You know, we'd have that somewhat lower resolution snapshot last year. So this year seems like the right time to do it. The other thing that I talked about and kind of flailed around and showed you a demo of on the big screen is a new technology, which is oblique photography. That's where, in addition to the straight down, where we only see the roof line, there's a set of cameras in the aircraft that are angled down so that you can see the actual side or facade of the building. It's a much higher resolution, even higher than the what we've been doing in 09 and in 13. And it has tools that allow you to dimension that building. So you can measure height, linear dimensions, and area, and so on. And the greatest utility in it is to the assessor's office. It's IAAO certified, which is the organization that basically rules the techniques and procedures that the assessor uses. The assessor is required to visit each property and reevaluate it every 6 years on a rotating schedule, and the idea is that the oblique photography can eliminate field inspection. And when I say it's IAAO certified, that means that that body sanctions or blesses or whatever the right word is, the use of that technology instead of the assessor's office staff driving around and doing it. But as I mentioned 2 months ago when I talked to you, it's really spendy. It's probably four times as expensive as the ortho. So when we wrapped up in January at the meeting, you directed me to go out and get some pricing so that we could talk about real numbers instead of, approximations. And so we've done that, but in addition, we really tried to brainstorm it quite a bit more. and get something that's maybe more logical, better fit. And so, cutting to the numbers, Aerographics is the company that we used, that the county used in 09 and then 13, and I've worked with on and off quite a bit with Teton County and some other projects. They've given us great service, they've given us a good price. It's sort of a no-brainer to go with them. And when I say I've worked with them a lot, I've also worked with other companies that haven't provided the quality that we get from Aerographics. So it's not just a one-sided, like, these guys are good. I also know that the other side of which is some folks that aren't so good. So they gave us a quote to do the entire county at the high resolution in both color and infrared, which we've done in the past. Infrared is really good for natural resource evaluations, of $71,630, which is a lot of money, but it's a whole lot less than we've been spending. In 09, we spent, but something on the order of $150,000, maybe even $160,000. And then we had a big step down in 13 to about $85,000. And the reason for that is that the first time they do it, there's a lot of additional expense. They have to model the elevation, you know, the terrain, and hopefully that doesn't change. Like, you know, unless Yellowstone goes off or something like that, the mountains remain, you know, their current configuration. So there's a whole lot of upfront cost the first time around. But even from 13 to now, we're looking at, $12,000 reduction in cost, which is significant, especially coming from a company that we have a strong bias in favor of already.
Are they flying the whole county? Okay, forests and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could get some reduction, and we've talked about that.
I think we're okay. I have put some thought into that, and I've decided I think we need that record to see what those forests look like also.
That was very much the sentiment that we've had in the past, both in January of this year when we talked and when we talked about it in 2013.
Yeah.
That with the, with pine bark beetle kill, with the snowpack, with all those kind of different things. And we're not saving that much money by leaving out the forest.
Right.
We can save some more money by leaving out the BLM lands, but those are particularly important with the, you know, with the Jonah Field development that we've got. So, yeah.
Okay.
71, well, call it 72,000.
Covers the whole county.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's border to border, all the way up to the Continental Divide, all the way down to the, Green River.
Okay.
So then the oblique photography, when we talked in January, we had a few other folks, and, as I've said today, the clearest beneficiary is the assessor's office. And the other folks are interested in it, but, you didn't hear wow, we got to have this countywide. So Janice and I have spent a lot of time brainstorming it. As I say, she's on a six-year cycle that rotates. So we're looking at areas that are up for revaluation in the next few years. And we also, to try to get it back to something that you guys would likely fund, we are going to pare it down and propose it as a pilot project. And by pilot, I mean, pick a couple review areas that are coming up and look at it as a test. Will it really return on its potential? In other words, will she actually be able to do, confidently do, valuations on properties with this technology without sending field crews out to other parts of the county and that kind of thing? So, and the other thing that we found since I talked to you in January, it was a second vendor that provides oblique photography. In January, I was only aware of one vendor. So we went out, we got quotes. We got a kind of overwhelming number of quotes because we proposed some different areas in the county, some of which are kind of stretched out. Stretched out meaning less densely populated. And the key thing here is we want to get the improvements, the buildings on them. And we went to both vendors, and then they offer different resolutions. you know, talk about the idea that U.S. ag stuff is what I call medium resolution. What we're doing is higher resolution. Higher resolution means that each pixel in the photo is about a square foot for the aerographics, for the ortho that we're talking about. The obliques they offer even at 3 and 6 inch resolutions. So that means each, so you can, I guess one way of thinking about it is you can start seeing stuff that is, if you do 3 inch resolution, that, you know, that level of detail, which is really important if you're looking for ingress egress or, you know, you really are starting to get a kind of a close up view of it. But anyway, trying to sift through all these different things, different options for areas, different resolutions, we came up with two ideas that we'd like to propose. We'd like to do both of them. One is to do the Marbleton, Big Piney, kind of southwest county area at the medium resolution, which is a 6-inch resolution. And that's the one of the reasons we chose it is because that's the next one up in the review cycle after this year for the assessor's office. Another is that it would, I kind of like the idea of Big Piney and Marbleton because we could make it available then to those two municipalities and see what utility they had in it. The idea of the pilot project is get some more folks, get it hands-on with folks with real data here in the county. So there's a lot of pretty good reasons for that. I know you guys are just anxiously waiting for the numbers here. So, for that medium resolution from the two vendors, the lower price was $76,307. And then
one more time,
$76,307.
Okay.
And then the second area that we picked, and we thought we would try it at a higher resolution, in other words, 3-inch resolution, because it's more densely populated, is kind of the greater Barger area. And it's up for subsequent year review. And so again, sifting through the various quotes and proposals that we got, it's $57,715. So, everybody's got their pencil out. Anyway, the two, if you wanted to fund the two pilot projects for the oblique, you're looking at $134,000 for the oblique. And then if you wanted to fund in this fiscal year everything, in other words, the aerographics, ortho, that's county, you know, countywide, border to border, and the obliques, you're looking at roughly $206,000. Mayor.
Question. So on the oblique, so we saw a significant reduction over time with our ortho. So it was 150 the first go, and then the modeling and on and on and on. Does that happen with the oblique?
Not,
you think, or
not
is it
the modeling,
be,
but the competition isn't going to hurt things.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because this is fairly new.
So in other words, we're not going to see a factor of a half.
Yeah.
But certainly we'll see, you know, those 15% reductions over time, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Janice?
Yes?
Here we go. $134,000 for Marbleton, Big Piney, and Barger. That's roughly two people positions. Are we going to save $134,000 worth of people time by having this information?
I don't know the answer to that. That's why we're doing it as a pilot. It is two review cycles. It's almost all of two review cycles. So it's 2 years worth of work that we would be capturing now and saving the staff time, vehicles, things like that, safety, blah, blah, blah. We don't know for sure what we're going to recoup. That's why we picked two areas and two resolutions so that we have some different information from this as a pilot study.
Sure.
To know for sure for the future whether it's worth pursuing, whether you know, one resolution isn't going to capture what we need, whether we really are saving the efforts and energies and time and money. Mm-hmm.
No guesses right now then.
I can only guess that I probably would have to add one staff member relatively soon. So
one person for 2 years.
Right. Yeah, and that is a good way to look at it. Two review cycles, one person.
Okay.
The other thing that I feel is important to mention here is the only way this is sanctioned by the IAAO is if there's a good building permit process, which I believe we have. But in order to consider it a good building permit process, we have to be willing to enforce the failures. If you didn't get a building permit, then because if we're not going there because we're relying on the photography, the caveat is we have to be willing to let people know that there is a penalty for not getting your building permit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that is in the IAAO standards. So we can't just drop the ball on those penalties or else we're sort of not.
Are you comfortable that you could use this without having to go out to the property?
I'm comfortable for the areas that we've chosen, that we, as long as we're enforcing the building permit issue, that we can use it.
Gentlemen?
We'll know more once, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
right. Gentlemen?
If we've pared it down so that if we decide it isn't what we hope it is, then...
Questions?
Concerns? I have one. It kind of goes back to the beginning of your conversation. You said you were going to fly it in March instead of...
No, sorry. I was saying that I wanted to be
talking. Begin the process now.
Right. Yeah. So that we're a little bit more prepared.
What time do you... I mean, because obviously the last time you chose... It was
August last
season,
time, wasn't it?
Well,
so you
yeah,
to step
we really
that
we really didn't... I don't think we signed a contract until about July 1st.
Okay.
And there's some prep. They have to set 22 targets, those big X's that you see sometimes on the highway. And, you know, contracts and all that kind of stuff. So we're a little behind, we're a little behind where I wanted to be, just getting all of our ducks in line for it. So, no, we definitely wouldn't be flying until June would even be a little optimistic. It would probably be July, but I'm just... we got to get it in the budget.
Right. We'd have to move forward with the new budget on this.
Right.
Yeah. Because it
would
be new money.
It'll be new money by the time we get to it.
No,
anyway.
That's all right.
But we will be going forward with the new budget, whether we accept the obliques or not. So, because we're into the next budget session when we get after this, right?
Yes.
We'll sign a contract, though, before.
Yes. Hopefully. Ideally. Not necessarily for the obliques, for the ortho, straight down. We want to be catching that when the snow's off, more or less. I mean, obviously not in the winds, but so we want to be catching that kind of early. And maybe high water would be a good time to think of that, somewhere in that time frame. The obliques, we would probably be looking at maybe November-ish, because in that case, what they're trying to do is get it when it's leaf off.
I got you.
We would sign a contract for the ortho prior to the start of the fiscal year, but most likely we would not sign a contract for the oblique until we were definitely into it.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we need the money in the budget.
Right.
So, with all of these technology things, and there's a number of, I have a technology reserve. So the money, it's going to be money that we'll take from a reserve to put out because we've set up a schedule loosely to do the ortho.
Right.
The oblique has come new this year. So there's money really in place. It won't end up being new money for that part. The new money would be for the new stuff. But my question, though, is that our zoning office is pared down big time as far as staffing and that type of thing. And if we have some obligation for enforcement, does that help Dennis do enforcement as opposed to you know, here we go, we got to go out and take a look, and we got our daughter, you know, just, I mean, I'm looking for savings. I'm looking for savings. His budget is significantly less than what it has been in years past.
Right.
Because we aren't staffed with two people, and, you know, business has been kind of slow and those kinds of things. I'm just thinking about where there's money that we have that we could put together in this pile.
Okay.
And I don't know.
With some of that, I get a lot of that information, building information, that something hasn't, you know, they are missing the building permit from the assessor's office because they went out and looked and said, oh, they added on here or built this. I'm not driving out looking at all these properties to do all that. If the building permits come through my office, of course, then I have records of it. But, and as far as the enforcement or whatnot on those other buildings, we start out by sending out letters and kind of go from there. But I've got a couple of them out there. If you're looking at a $75 building permit for on houses, you're looking for a $25 building permit on
so then we're making
barns, how much effort truly should really get put into recouping $25?
And the penalty is not that substantial.
It's 1.5 times or 2 times the initial amount. So there's some of that. It's kind of, I've looked at a couple of those and I've got a couple of them sitting there, and it's like, how much time do you put into this? She's got record of it. We're getting tax assessment on it, which is probably worth a lot more than my building permit. But
okay, Commissioner Noble.
So just an idea, Mr. Chairman, is I'd like to consider making the motion on the ortho, moving forward on it, and then we'll have the oblique discussion in more detail. Is that? Because I'm okay with the ortho.
How soon do you need the decision on the oblique?
I think that's a question that you'd answer, is like, when do you need to put it in the budget? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is the budget will get approved before.
Right.
We'd be signing a contract, so we'd need a decision when you finalize the budget, I guess.
I think what Mary said is the budget's not influenced by this because it's going to come out of reserve.
No,
the ortho will be, and the ortho, we need to be signing up now.
Right.
So that we can get that whole summer season available for them to fly, because the year we got so messed up, we were late.
Right.
And then
we need to make a commitment for the calendar.
I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't move forward with the ortho right now.
Right. So I'll move that we move forward with the ortho at the 71,000. I don't have the exact
630.
Yep.
I'll second. Okay. Has been moved and seconded that we move forward with the contract with Aerographics for the ortho mapping in the amount of $71,630. Any further discussion? Commissioner Rawhauser.
Can I speak to Janice?
You bet.
If we're doing it with the ortho or any other type and there's a protest, do you send someone from your office out to reconfirm everything that you did?
We cannot do anything with the ortho. The ortho does not meet IWO standards.
Okay.
So the discussion on the table right now doesn't affect assessments in any way. In answer to the same question with obliques, yes, we certainly would. If somebody said that's not accurate, we're out there.
Okay.
Regardless of whether we've already been out there before or
sure.
Different from that.
Okay, thank you.
So does that, the fact that we might use orthos, does that make a property owner more prone to have a conflict and say, hey, that thing's wrong. It's technology. It's a picture. I'm going to contest this. Whereas if you'd already been out there.
Well, in my experience, I mean, I don't know what the protest might be.
I'm hypotheticaling here. I understand.
We do put our sketches available online so they can check their measurements any day of the year to make sure that we have.
I guess what I'm saying is if you're people have already been out there, then the likelihood of them saying, well, you're wrong, you need to come out and look at it. Well, I was already out there and looked at it, and this is what it is. Whereas if we're taking it off a computer screen, your average person would say, distortion.
Ironically, listening to you articulate that, Andy, it's kind of funny because I'm obviously in the business of putting stuff on a computer screen.
Right.
And sometimes I'm horrified that, you know, people just accept it as gospel. So I almost feel the opposite of what you're saying. I almost feel like, you know, it's on the computer, it's got to be right.
So it's got to be, yeah. If it's so on the internet, it's true.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm talking more in general. Your question is pretty specific to, you know, the likelihood of somebody protesting their values. But, you know, honestly, in my experience, you know, people sometimes take it, once it's on the computer,
once it's there,
they take it to be more than it is or should be in some cases.
Okay, good. Well, let's move forward with our with a vote on our what's on the table here at this time then. So all in favor of moving into the, accepting the contract with Aerographics for the orthophotography, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll continue to talk about the obliques a little bit. I'd like to have Commissioner Bousman's thoughts on that also. So between now and when we have to make a decision on budget, does that give you enough time?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, it deserves.
Okay.
Let's do that. Thought. And there are, you know, there is an opportunity to scale it back to just you know, the South County, Big Pine, Marbleton area. So, and if you know, want more feedback from me or have more legwork I need to do, I'm happy to do that, of course. Or the other possibility is you can get one of the vendors to come up and do a presentation for you, too. So it deserves thought.
Okay.
Rich, can
appreciate
we,
that.
Where is it, Converse County? Somebody's got it up already that we can look at.
It was Converse.
Is it Converse?
Converse has it up, and I've actually looked at it. I've been there and looked at it. So, oh, it's cool.
You're right.
But
no, that wasn't in my motion yet.
We're paying $134,000 for cool, or are we paying $134,000 that's going to give us a return? So, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Rich.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate your work.
My pleasure. Thanks, sir.
Mary, you have some business for us?
Yeah.
Let's get your business taken care of.
Can we do my, I just have a request. Can we do my business and then when Joel comes back, do the voucher?
Yep.
Just because I don't want to just do it.
Wait, okay. Sounds good. Do the vouchers when Joel comes back?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. That's true. Otherwise, you got to go ahead, go through and stamp for him, don't you? I'll
yeah. Exactly. Okay, I've got some abatements.
With my handy dandy fancy signing pen. Be spreading
everybody, everybody will be wanting one then.
Bob said the time is up to us. To see him. So do you have time to talk to Bob this afternoon in your busy schedule?
Do you have any need for me to go?
Not unless you'd like to.
No. Heck no, but if you have need for me to go.
Well, I don't believe so.
Okay. Yeah. You guys take care of it.
Well, we'll just, it's going to be just, here
it's
it
gonna
is.
It's going to be simple. Here it is. Yeah. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Look, what do you think?
Get back to us.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. That's all I need to know. I didn't want to tell you you had to. I wanted to leave it strictly up to you.
I have two.
I don't have an Uber to get home. Yeah. I'm driving with you.
I have two bonds. One's for Bob Barrett as the clerk for the Sublette County Recreation Board, and one for Marilyn Jensen as the treasurer for the Sublette County Boulder Mosquito Improvement District. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should have filled it down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were looking for an ambush, Cleef, or what?
I was the whole
animal. Yeah, I'll bet you do. Yeah. Bet that goes with the job.
It's that cop thing.
I was in normal. Cleef, normal. Everyday dress threw me off.
Yes. Incognito.
I just about swapped hats with you this morning, just to see if you'd notice.
I'll probably just take what I can find.
Left you my cowboy hat.
You obviously never rock, wear, worn, and
dropped. That's the thing from the county news about Laramie County.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay. On the front part right there.
Right here.
You don't have, yeah, yeah. Right there. Yeah.
I sent you something that Wendy sent me on hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
How they're the thing of the past, and mm-hmm. how they're closing, and mm-hmm. the more advanced people doing outpatient services, including freestanding emergency centers.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Haven't we had this
anybody home?
Haven't we had these discussions before? Jeez. Okay, so then I have a request for a malt beverage permit from the Sublette County Sporting Association for three nights of rendezvous.
Yeah, they're getting ready for rendezvous.
We're getting ahead of the game here.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we grant a malt beverage permit to the Sublette County Sporting Association for 3 days worth of rendezvous. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that will be July 12, 13, and 14.
12, 13, 14.
At the rodeo grounds.
I think I'm out of town those days.
Boy,
you better make sure you
make
are.
A point of it too. You're not.
Didn't you get
rethink it and be in the parade?
No.
Okay. So I did.
I did tell you the buzzards are circling, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then I have some resolutions. One of the resolutions being the one that you guys just approved this morning for the New Fork Willow Creek Road.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass that around for you to sign. And then we're going to multitask. This next one is just needs to be approved or signed by the chairman. But Hoback Ranch's Service and Improvement District just recently amended their budget. Mm-hmm. And if they amend their budget during the year as a special district, mm-hmm. we have to approve that. Mm-hmm. The reason for the amendment to their budget is they're involved in a lawsuit along with us. And so they needed to move some money to be able to pay their attorney for that. But it was money from a reserve account that they had that they moved to be able to pay legal fees.
This is Mr. Winnie's lawsuit.
Yeah. So there's the documents there. This just needs to be signed by the chairman.
Okay, and let's go ahead and adopt it by motion.
Okay.
It has, I need a motion on a resolution for the Hoback Ranch's Service and Improvement District to amend their budget.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 17-001, a resolution allows Hoback Ranch's Service and Improvement District to amend their budget. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks. Then I have, let's see, this is from the Forest Service, and it is Sublette County participation and coordination for the revision of the Bridger-Teton Invasive Plant Management Analysis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
is this a renewal or is this a new?
This is an MOU between, okay, let me see.
It's
please
a
have
renewal,
all signed.
Isn't it? Is it a renewal MOU? Let me see.
There you go, dude.
Yeah.
hard to know because all they'll do is lose it once we sign it. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's coordinator for the revision of the invasive species plant management analysis. So it's a new MOU if it's a revision. Okay.
Okay.
I need a motion to enter into an MOU with the USDA Forest Service, Bridger-Teton National Forest. The MOU for Sublette County, Wyoming participation and coordination of the revision of the Bridger-Teton invasive plant management analysis.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we enter into a memorandum of understanding with the USDA Forest Service, Bridger-Teton National Forest, participating in coordination of the revision of the Bridger-Teton invasive plant management analysis. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay.
Is it one time or two times?
Oh, I don't know. There was just one little sticky. Is there two little stickies? Was it hiding?
That's okay. Why I get paid the really big bucks.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's true, because we got to have a copy, right?
Yep. Two times.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a good thing you're here.
Yeah, I know. Make the coffee. We, as you know, and I believe Commissioner Noble's been involved in the Region 5 hazard mitigation plan.
Yeah.
Has to do with emergency management, Jim Mitchell.
Jim Mitchell.
There is a management plan that was developed that's probably 600 pages long. Jim tells me that he's read it all and approved it and on because we probably are in 400 pages of the 600 and, you know, yeah.
I'll be straightforward. I didn't read it.
You didn't, yeah. I didn't either. So.
You sent it to me and I went.
Anyway, there is this mitigation plan was developed with Sublette, Fremont counties and the tribes of the Wind River Indian Reservation. And it's, like I said, hazard mitigation. So, and has to do with FEMA post and pre disaster mitigation grant programs, which we've been involved in before. Particularly, I think it was in 2011 when we had potential for flooding. We went through the FEMA drill to be able to get refunded some funding, and we did get some money, particularly for the town of Pinedale, because that's when they went up and they fixed the dam and, you know, did some things like that. So anyway, to finalize all of this, there's a resolution for us to adopt to say that everybody is okay with the new mitigation plan. Matt's reviewed the resolution. Jim has read the document.
So if there's any problems, it's Jim,
on Jim
and Matt.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hand that to him. Let him make the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make the motion that we adopt Resolution 18-100322N, a resolution to adopting the 2018 Region 5 Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we adopt Resolution Number 18-100322N, a resolution adopting the 2008 Region 5 Hazard Mitigation Plan. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
The CTC contract for Gig Sublet has been fully negotiated and was sent to CTC, so we're expecting it back. We haven't got it back yet from them, but that happened over the last week or so.
Did you talk to Albert to get any final word on that?
It's done. Passed.
It did?
Made it through third reading.
Well, but is it adopted through the budget?
I don't know that part.
It's amended somehow, and I haven't had time to look and see.
And I didn't get Albert didn't answer last night, so I don't.
And the budget.
I
don't know if they did. They finish the budget yesterday. I don't know
because
they were talking about having to go
trying
tomorrow.
To get it done today.
Yeah. Education still holds
still holding it up.
But is that bill pending approval of the budget?
The money was in the.
The
bill.
Money's in the bill.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the bill passes, it's there.
Well, if the budget passes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got to adopt the budget.
Yep.
So.
We're not 100%.
We're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Well, and the other part of it is, too, the governor's got to sign it, which he probably will, but...
Yeah.
You would think it's his thing.
Yeah, it's his thing, but, yeah, we're not quite done yet. So, that's that. I just wanted to give you a little tiny report. I went to an election center conference last week. It was in San Antonio, Texas. And aside from the fact that it was beautiful there, and I got to wear my flip-flops... the conference was really good. It centered around primarily security and elections, mm-hmm. And a lot of discussion about all the hacking and that type of thing. In Wyoming, we're very, very lucky that we've been paying attention for a long time about pre-testing and post-testing after elections, but plus the fact everything that we have runs on a closed system, so it's not exposed to the internet. Yeah, there's probably something out there, but we have total control in Wyoming of our information and our data, of our voter registration list, of the election. Everything is closed. It's secure. We have to sign documents to have access to those systems. So that was pretty cool to know that.
Yeah.
Especially when there was there was the clerk from Maricopa County, Arizona, which is Phoenix. He has 1.5 million voters in his county. We have 4,000. And he told us about how he did this municipal election, went out, bought some laptops, and they did this. And I'm going, whoa, how'd you get away with that? So, but anyway, it was really, really good. And it's an opportunity to you know, work with other people. It's a national conference. One thing that was interesting also is that the conference attendance was kind of small because a lot of the participants in the election center are from Texas, and Texas had a primary on Tuesday, so they were home working on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. They weren't in San Antonio going to conference. But we had... one of the other highlights of the conference is there's a group that's called the Election Administration Commission. It was born after the 2000 election and the Help America Vote Act. It's a political appointments. There's a Republican and a Democrat and a election official that sits on this three-member commission. Over the last 18 years, there's been a lot of times that those appointments have been vacant, and EAC really hasn't done much. EAC's big job really is to certify election equipment for the United States. They are back in business. They are fully staffed. They're supported, because there was a time that they'd appointed these people and didn't give them any money, didn't give them anything. And they're supposed to be monitoring elections nationwide. So they're fully in place. One of the members of that commission was there and made a presentation on security types of things. And we have that PowerPoint available. I think I'm actually going to put it up on our website for a while. Because also, at home, in the meantime, over the last few weeks, I did a couple of community meetings about election going forward and... equipment, our aging equipment in Wyoming and those kinds of things. And a lot of it, and a lot of the questions that I get are security questions. How do we know that we aren't hacked? How do we know that our votes are getting counted appropriately and that they're safe and those kinds of things? So it was really, really good. And it's always a great opportunity to talk to some of these other guys. When you sit here and have lunch with somebody that says they've got 750,000 voters in their county, and again, I'm sitting here with 4,000. It's pretty interesting, but it was good. It was a really good conference.
Cool.
And I appreciate the opportunity to go and the funding that was spent for
got
my trip.
Got a lot of good information,
so,
sounds like.
Yep.
Good. Excellent. Just in time for a new election.
Exactly.
Yep.
Here we go.
Woohoo. Good. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Cleve, you want to just grab Sam and
yeah,
we'll right. get you guys in early.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on in, Sam. Cleve.
Hi, sorry about that.
Have a seat. No worries. We're ahead of schedule. We just thought we'd get you guys back to work.
Okay. Well, I was hoping Jorgensen would be here, but...
Oh, do we need to wait for someone?
Do you want to call him quick?
I'll give him a call and let him know we're on.
Trust the road.
I should be.
Who?
Jorgensen.
Oh, yeah. They can walk across the street.
They should be able to be pretty punctual.
Yeah, I think he's got some maps and stuff for you guys.
Okay.
You want to take a quick break, Andy?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Go ahead and take a break. We'll wait for Jorgensen to come. And then we'll go.
How are you guys doing today?
All sorts of fun.
Yeah, all sorts of fun.
Oh, well, you saw
must be lots of fun if you guys do this early.